Welcome to Châlons en Champagne.
Châlons en Champagne or Châlons-sur-Marne?
Châlons en Champagne.
En Champagne.
Châlons en Champagne, quand même, oui.
Châlons en Champagne.
Listen, it's the 6th of January, 1998, the nightly news.
Châlons en Champagne.
Châlons en Champagne is simply the city's historic name, which was replaced during the revolution by Châlons-sur-Marne, referring to the department. In 1790, the revolution created the French departments. The attachment of cities to the name of their province, an old order tradition, was henceforth forbidden. But it was not because of a desire to go back in times that Châlons on the banks of the Marne wanted to take back its historical identity.
Through the ages, Châlons has had multiple identities. Catalanum in the Roman era, Châlons en Champagne under the old order, Châlons-sur-Marne after the French Revolution.
Châlons-sur-Marne? This closely resembles Châlons-sur-Saône.
Yes, but by returning to Châlons-en-Champagne in 1998, the city has reconnected with its glorious past and the surrounding region. The tourist office invites you to join them on the discovery of this city filled with surprises. Its Saint-Étienne Cathedral and churches are testimony to the great architectural movements that enliven it. Its squares with their half-timbered houses are reminders of the drapers' prosperity. In no particular order, a crowd of famous figures await us. Marie Antoinette, Pierre Dac, Jean Talon, one of the fathers of Quebec, a draper and the wife of a weaver, or those keen on live performing arts. To listen to them, please push the number corresponding to the commentary you have chosen. When leaving the tourist office, head to the right in the direction of the street running perpendicular and turn right on it. This is Rue de la Marne. After passing Rue Clément-Gis, stop at number 70. This is the home of Pierre Dac. We will await you there.